Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It is 5:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, feeling pretty good as we head into this weekend. Austin's going to be the, like I said earlier, either the bad guy or the good guy in just a few minutes as he gives us the five-day forecast, and especially with emphasis placed on the weekend forecast. No pressures here, my man. No pressures. But he'll be around in just a minute with the accurate forecast for you. Okay, let's take a look at the three important things that'll kind of help you get through this hour here. Here comes number one.
Here's today's top three stories.
There you go. Thank you so much. Scambi Commissioners approving a Tourist Development Council recommendation. Happened on Thursday to allocate $25 million for upgrades, including the addition of artificial turf to the John R. Jones Complex on East 9 Mile Road. Sports tourism is the primary target, as the new facility will have the capacity to host 39 weekend tournaments plus 12 full-week tournaments during the summer months, creating over $2.3 million in revenue.
And secondly, Escambia commissioners want to buy and demolish 49 flood-prone homes at a price of $1 million. The plan is to turn the area into green spaces to minimize flooding. Commissioners are working to lessen flood risk through a voluntary buyout program, and it's funded by $18.5 million in federal grants. Once the homes are demolished, no new homes can be built on the properties in the future.
News Radio 92.3. This is number three out of the top three. History was made at Eglin on Thursday as the first F-35A testing squadron was created. The action is called Reestablishing Deterrence. The unit will be testing new weapons and aircraft systems to make the F-35 more lethal. While the unit is going to start off small, Air Force leadership says this could blossom into something big, bringing in a lot more personnel to Northwest Florida.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, I want to pass this on, getting started here. Another top story here. If you've been with us all day, we started this earlier this morning with David Wayne in the newsroom talking about the Pensacola police phone lines being down. Well, as of about maybe an hour and a half ago, those lines are back operational. So it's been quite a day of communications to the fire department or the police department, but that service has been restored as of this afternoon. Scambia Children's Trust going to be back at the next commissioner's meeting to discuss back taxes owed to CRA districts. Commission Chair Mike Kohler wants to use the money for infrastructure improvements like the lights and sidewalks at parks. Commissioner Lumen May wants the county to give the money back to the trust and let them use it for the Summer Youth Employment Program.
It seems like we got away from last year, the reason why you wanted the money before. Both of you. I mean, I think Mike's still on board with that. And now we're turning, we're just making a jobs program out of this money now.
Okay, the Children's Trust Board will discuss their end to that, and other public hearing is set for May 15th.
And a 58-year-old Pensacola woman charged with aggravated animal cruelty for neglecting her dog. An Escambia County animal welfare officer and a sheriff's office investigated the case that had led to the dog named Prissy being euthanized. Owner Pamela Miller had taken her to a vet on April 5th for grooming, noting that Prissy was lethargic and unresponsive. Miller was arrested last Friday and is being held on a $100,000 bond.
And that was a Yorkshire Terrier, by the way, that she had. And boy, that's rough. Today, Governor DeSantis announcing the selection of Belle Yates Bear of Pensacola to the Florida Women's Hall of Fame. She was one of three nominees from recommendations presented by the Florida Commission on the Status of Women. Bear is a principal of the Bear Family Foundation and a community member with a lifelong commitment to serving Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. She was a founding member of Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, an organization dedicated to providing substantial grants to local nonprofit organizations. Now, throughout her decades of service, Bear has held leadership and advisory roles across numerous organizations.
And a UFC fighter was arrested by local authorities this week. 29-year-old Cedric Dumas was booked into Escambia County Jail on charges of home invasion with a weapon, domestic battery, and drug possession. His arrest follows a first-round knockout loss at UFC 314 less than 3 weeks ago. He has a record of 3-3 since joining the UFC in 2022.
All right, here we go. 515, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together. Good luck there, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to need it. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Lear Capital. Our financial system is cracking under pressure, and your retirement is at risk. Take control now, as Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver report and precious metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Looking at the roads here, luckily, don't have too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Got some backups on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Also on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And to kind of complete the trifecta in Pensacola, if you are traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive, we've got some backups there as well. Outside of that, there's not much standing out. As for the weather, sitting at around 80 degrees right now, low of 70 tonight with increasing chances of showers that will bleed into a wetter Saturday. Sunday, though, most of the weather should have cleared out, and highs for both days will be at around 80 degrees.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
517 News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on this afternoon. 62-year-old Jeffrey Hutchinson was executed Thursday evening for the 1998 shotgun slaying of his girlfriend and her three young children. He was pronounced dead at 7:15, that's Pensacola time, following a lethal injection at the Florida State Prison near Stark. He was the fourth person executed this year in the state of Florida.
And an MS-13 gang member convicted of running a fentanyl ring from a Doral prison, Mario Clifford Rivera, sentenced on Wednesday to 17 years in the clink. U.S. prosecutors say he was organizing shipments of illegal drugs while in prison, and they say he used prison phones and a contraband cell phone to communicate with his dealers. At the time, he was locked up for possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, aggravated assault, and other charges.
It's a rough story here. A man in Florida has been busted after allegedly beating a woman and trapping her inside a storage container. Jill Nato reports.
Police in Florida's Washington County say David Earl Gibson is charged with sexual battery, aggravated battery, and false imprisonment. They say a woman was severely beaten, handcuffed, hogtied, and had duct tape over her mouth while stuck inside a shed. She managed to get her legs loose and kick the plywood of that shed enough to free herself. That's when the cops say she ran for her life. She managed to get to a road where a passerby stopped to help her. The cops say they apprehended Gibson in a wooden area soon after. They're also looking into the killing of the victim's mother-in-law. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And a high school teacher in South Florida accused of having sex with a student on campus, 28-year-old Edian Villar, is facing several charges, including sexual activity with a minor and child abuse by an authority figure. He worked at J.C. Bermudez Senior High School in Doral when he was allegedly caught having sex in a closet with a 17-year-old student. He has since been removed from the staff directory. I would hope so.
Not a good idea. The Florida legislature has voted to ban building things like pickleball courts, golf courses, big hotels at state parks. The House approved House Bill 209, which prevents such developments on Thursday. The Senate did the same on Wednesday. The measure came in response to a state plan last year that would have put such developments in some of Florida's parks.
And an Olympic sprinter scheduled to compete in the inaugural Grand Slam track in Miramar this weekend is appearing in bond court. Broward Sheriff's deputies arrested Fred Curley on a battery charge. He was arrested in Miami Beach back in January after cops accused him of assaulting an officer. That case stemmed from a scuffle with police over where his car was parked. A Broward judge granted a $1,000 bond following his latest arrest. Curley took home a silver at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics and won bronze at the 2024 Games in Paris.
Fred's not a happy camper here today, I don't believe. Federal immigration agents and Florida State law enforcement wrapping up a sweep of criminal migrants in the state. Nettie, more than 1,000 arrests. Eben Brown has this report from Miami.
Local police, sheriff's deputies, and state troopers in Florida all worked with agents from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement for a full week to take criminal aliens into custody.
This has been the first of its kind throughout the United States.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis speaking in Miramar. The program was to legally combine funding and policing to find and apprehend people violating immigration law or who had deportation orders already in the pipeline, and they found them.
Florida state agencies assisted federal authorities to arrest over 1,100 illegal aliens across the state. That is a really significant impact.
In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
And Congresswomen Frederica Wilson and Sheila Sherfalus McCormick speaking out after visiting the Ice Broward Transitional Center in Deerfield Beach following the death of a Haitian detainee. Representative Wilson calling for a resolution encouraging members of Congress to continue oversight at these centers as this marks the sixth detainee death this fiscal year. 44-year-old Marie Ange Blaze died at the facility last week after complaining of chest pain. An official cause of death remains under investigation.
Good afternoon, News Radio 92.3. As you were talking, Austin, about the rain coming in the area, I don't know if it's going to do a lot to kind of knock down this drought. Today, the number of wildfires burning around the state jumping to 102, burning over 3,300 acres. As drought conditions worsen in the whole state of Florida, there were 16 active wildfires burning as of this morning. One of the largest fires in the state is the Hearst Hammock Fire, 200 acres in Santa Rosa County, now under control with 80% containment. The National Weather Service reports rain chances increase over the weekend and into next week, just as you said.
All right, 5:21 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return, we'll get some national headlines for you, some of the hardest-hitting stuff happening across your country today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Attorney General James Uthmeyer's proposal to create an Office of Parental Rights. Is that a substantial proposal, or is that a distraction from the questions surrounding the Hope Florida Foundation scandal? Mike Waltz is out as the National Security Advisor and in as the UN Ambassador. Is that a demotion, a firing, a promotion? What is it exactly? And why is the Florida legislature doing sign-e-die without having passed a budget? We talked to Alex Andrade about that. Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
525, News Radio 92.3, stocks ending up this afternoon, extending gains to a ninth straight day. Not bad. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
The major averages rising for the day and week in the Dow and S&P 500 notching 9 straight sessions of gains, the longest winning streak for the S&P 500 in over 20 years, as an upbeat jobs report and signs of easing U.S.-China trade tensions allayed investors' concerns about the impact of tariffs on the economy. Employers adding 177,000 positions in April, exceeding expectations. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Microsoft, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, Apple, Amgen, and United. United Health. The Dow rising 564 points, the Nasdaq up 267, S&P 500 up 83. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price, like they say, throwing you to the wolves on this one here, has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Well, looking at the roads here, Chris, not seeing too much going on that we haven't already been talking about. Do have some backups on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. Also have some on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And on Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, probably the last biggest spot is probably Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 80 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Throughout the evening, there's going to be an increasing chance of showers that will bleed into what will probably be a damper Saturday. But most of the inclement weather should fizzle out by Sunday. Saturday and Sunday both have highs of just around 80 degrees.
Yeah, thank goodness you're not up in Louisville for the Derby tomorrow. They've got like an enormous amount of rain heading their way. So it will probably be a wet and muddy race tomorrow afternoon. Travelers at New Jersey's Newark International had a really hard time getting to their planes today. Flights delayed up to 5 hours. Nate Foy has that story from Newark Liberty International Airport.
There's construction on one of the runways here, FAA staffing and equipment issues. Over 250 delayed flights today with an average wait time of over an hour and a half. This is after 400 delays and 200 cancellations yesterday. And unfortunately for these travelers, the issues are expected to continue. That's because the construction on the runway that I talked about is expected to last until mid-June. And the shortage of air traffic controllers, that could take years to solve. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy rolled out a new plan this week to help. And one key piece is tapping into military-trained personnel.
And the biggest and most beautiful military parade in our nation's history is set for next month. That's how Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is describing a parade to be hosted by President Trump, marking the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army. The White House confirmed to Fox News the parade is set for June 14th, which will also mark President Trump's 79th birthday.
I'll be darned. Body cam footage from 2022 has surfaced of a Maryland man, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was deported to El Salvador by the Trump administration. Brooke Taylor, she's in Dallas, providing details on what was shown on that body cam footage and more about the Garcia's case.
None of the passengers have any luggage. They also don't have any IDs on them. And the troopers are heard talking about the fact that Abrego Garcia has an envelope in his pocket with $1,400 in cash. And the trooper is clearly confident that Abrego Garcia was smuggling. Abrego Garcia was only given a citation for driving with an expired license and allowed to just go on his way. All of this comes as USA Today obtained audio recording of Abrego Garcia's wife begging a judge for a protection order against her husband, detailing his repeated abuse.
And preparations are underway at the Vatican ahead of selecting a new pope. Vatican firefighters are installing the chimney that will signal to the world when a new pope is selected. Millions will be watching for white smoke above the Sistine Chapel when the conclave begins in 5 days. The cardinals from around the globe will vote until they can come to a two-thirds majority agreeing on who should be the next pope, and those ballots are burned.
News Radio 92.3. I want to tie these two stories in, local to a national type of framing of stories. The Escambia Sheriff's Office training residents on how to safely use guns. The civilians' firearm training begins on Saturday, May 31st. The department is only accepting 45 people into this training session. To participate, you're going to need to apply online. And as I kind of marriage these two together, Americans who own firearms are seeking out training sessions in the event they need to use their weapon, like the one they're offering here in Escambia County. William Lee Jones has more from a Gunsight Academy in Paulden, Arizona.
The one thing that people here have in common, it's number one, they own a gun, they want to be prepared, and how to be properly trained to shoot it, to protect themselves and their family. So the there's a handgun course here. People will go through 1,000 rounds doing this. They'll get comfortable with their weapon and close and long range in a variety of settings. And the students are taught how to clear a house and apply what they've learned. So they also go through an outdoor simulator. It's a steep ravine. It's got about a dozen hidden steel targets. They learn how to navigate this trench, and they hit these unexpected targets. And though no one is shooting back, the students say the courses both raise the level of stress.
And the murder retrial of Karen Reed is over for the week in Massachusetts. Reed's defense team arguing she's being framed for the murder of her boyfriend, John O'Keefe. O'Keefe family friend Jennifer McCabe, who claimed that Reed lied during Wednesday's testimony, was back on the stand today.
All righty, coming up in about 5 minutes, sports. A lot of news and headlines on News Radio 92.3. Thank you so much for having us on today.
I'm John Saucier. Elon Musk getting ready to depart from the Department of Government Efficiency after announcing they slashed more than $150 billion in federal spending. Office of Management and Budget Director Russell Vogt on Fox News Channel.
We will work with whoever is at DOGE to be able to make sure that this isn't just something that falls by the wayside. I promise you the president is deeply committed to the work of government efficiency.
Democratic lawmakers argue Musk is attempting to undermine congressional authority. President Trump's tariff policy raising concerns about inflation as markets adjust to it. Congressman Jake Auchincloss on Fox News Channel talking about the economy.
I want this economy to be ripping and roaring, regardless of who is president. But what I am seeing is a president who is more interested in the valuation of his meme coin than he is in people's 401k.
Supporters of President Trump still backing his tariffs despite critics' projections a trade war could cause prices to increase. America's listening to Fox News.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, kicking things off here with the Escambia Commissioners approving a Tourist Development Council recommendation Thursday to allocate $25 million for upgrades, including the addition of artificial turf, to the John R. Jones Complex on East 9 Mile Road. Sports tourism is the primary target, as the new facility will have the capacity to host 39 weekend tournaments plus 12 full-week tournaments during the summer, creating over $2.3 million in revenue.
And number two. This hour, Escambia commissioners want to buy and demolish 49 flood-prone homes at a price of $1 million. The plan is to turn the area into green spaces to minimize flooding. Commissioners are working to lessen flood risk through a voluntary buyout program. It's funded by $18.5 million in federal grants. Once the homes are demolished, no new homes can be built on the properties in the future.
And for your third and final top story this afternoon, history was made at Eglin on Thursday as the first F-35A testing squadron was created. The action is called Reestablishing Deterrence. The unit will be testing new weapons and aircraft systems to make the F-35 more lethal. And while the unit is going to start off small at Eglin, leadership says that this could blossom into something larger, bringing in a lot more personnel to Northwest Florida.
Here's your top sports story this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
From the start of game one, this looked like a series was going seven, and now it is.
On TNT, the Los Angeles Clippers took care of business in a must-win game six at home against the Denver Nuggets. James Harden scored 28 points. Kawhi Leonard had 27. Clippers beat the Nuggets 111-105 to even the series three games apiece. Game seven tomorrow in Denver. The winner will face the Oklahoma City Thunder in the second round.
Jalen Brunson. He's the hero. 116-113 the final.
On TNT, Jalen Brunson hit a tie-breaking three-point shot for the Knicks with 4 seconds left in Detroit. Brunson scored 40 points in what turned out to be a series clincher for the Knicks. New York beat Detroit 116-113. Advanced to the second round of the playoffs against the reigning NBA champion Celtics. Game one in Boston, Monday.
Nylander skating, fighting through. Penalty on the play. He scores! Headed towards the second round.
On TNT, the Toronto Maple Leafs won Game 6 at Ottawa over the Senators 4-2 to move into the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs against the Florida Panthers, the reigning Cup champions. Toronto and Ottawa were tied 2-2 late third period when Max Pacioretty scored for the Maple Leafs for a 3-2 lead with under 6 minutes left. Toronto added an empty netter. The Vegas Golden Knights into the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Game 6 in St. Paul, Minnesota, the Golden Knights eliminated the Wild 3-2. Minnesota has been knocked out in the first round of the playoffs 8 consecutive times. The Golden Knights advance. They'll take on the Edmonton Oilers, who last night in Game 6 at home against the Los Angeles Kings scored a 6-4 win. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And Formula One extending its contract with the organizers of the Miami Grand Prix. The 10-year contract secures the race through 2041. F1 CEO Stefano Domenicali and Miami Dolphins and Hard Rock Stadium CEO Tom Garfinkel made the announcement today. The Miami GP debuted in 2022. Since then, it has generated over $1 billion in economic impact for the city.
537, News Radio 92.3. Wahoos took a 6-5 decision on Wednesday, Thursday night against Birmingham. The Wahoos 17-7 on the season sit in first place in the South Division tonight. Pensacola once again faces Birmingham for game three of the six-game series. And Austin and I are looking at the Fox feed coming in on the back-end feed, we call it. But Birmingham's got a lot of rain up there tonight.
Yeah, that's not cool.
So I don't know if that game's going to be played or not. Longtime NBA coach stepping down. Jared Max has more on it.
The winningest head coach in NBA history, 76-year-old Greg Popovich of the San Antonio Spurs, announced that he will not return to coaching next season, but will remain with the team and transition to a full-time job as president of basketball operations. Popovich has been in the Spurs front office for 31 years. The Naismith Basketball Hall of Famer started with the team in 1988 as an assistant coach under Larry Brown. This season, Popovich coached the Spurs for only 6 games. November 2nd, he suffered a mild stroke. The oldest coach in NBA history, Popovich guided the Spurs to 5 NBA championships. He's a 3-time NBA Coach of the Year. In his absence this season, Mitch Johnson took over and coached San Antonio to a 41-35 record. Jared Max, Fox News.
And Liverpool soccer fans celebrating a recent championship title victory and even shook the earth in the process. More than 60,000 people packed into Anfield Stadium in Liverpool, England to watch the team's 5-1 win over London's Tottenham Hotspur. Fans as well as researchers who measured ground movement from the crowd throughout the match were in attendance for the game, and they found that the most significant tremor, which registered a peak magnitude of 1.74 on the Richter scale, came after Alexis McAllister's strike in the 24th minute, putting Liverpool ahead 2-1.
A lot of wet mint juleps tomorrow up in Louisville for the Derby. The chase for horse racing's Triple Crown, beginning with the 151st running of the Kentucky Derby. Lydia Hu explores the history of the race's official drink, the mint julep, from Churchill Downs.
Chris Morris here, who is the Woodford Reserve Master Distiller Emeritus. What makes the mint julep so unique to the Kentucky Derby? Tell us, what makes it so special?
It's all about history, Lydia. Kentuckians have been drinking mint juleps and going to horse races since the 1770s. Julep cups were being awarded as trophies at horse races as early as 1816, and it's been the official drink of the Derby since 1938.
So it's really a part of the fiber of America. Thousands of them sell every year. 125,000 mint juleps sold at the Derby last year.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Linnell Willingham with a Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook. Born in Vegas, please gamble responsibly. The Indiana Pacers front office has determined that John Halliburton will not be able to attend the team's home and road games for the foreseeable future, all because Giannis decided to cry at the podium. When you're a star in this league, heckling from fans is common practice. You earn the right to get heckled, so you should embrace it. I'm Linnell Willingham.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout. No matter the showdown, BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Here's today's health news.
All right, researchers finding more reasons to keep a close eye on what you eat. Lisa Brady tells us why.
This is House Call for Health. A new study out this week suggests ultra-processed food might increase the chance of an early death. It involved about 240,000 participants in 8 countries. Researchers looking into the link between a high consumption of ultra-processed foods and the risk of early death for people between the ages of 30 and 69. And they found for every 10% increase in total calories from ultra-processed foods, the risk of dying early rose by almost 3%. Researchers estimating that completely cutting out ultra-processed foods would have prevented about 124,000 premature deaths in the U.S. in 2017. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And Americans are being urged to pay attention to their mental health this month. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, which has been observed in the U.S. since 1949. A leading doctor in the U.S., Dr. Jin Brule of the American Academy of Family Physicians, is urging people to find healthy ways to cope with stress. Experts recommend having a healthy work-life balance and finding a support system to avoid social isolation.
Afternoon, 5:43, News Radio 92.3. There is a new report from the Children's, on children from the Center of Disease Control and Prevention. They're saying flu deaths among children haven't been this high in 15 years. Tanya J. Powers has the story for us.
New numbers from the CDC show 216 flu-related deaths among children this flu season compared to 207 last season. That's more than any time since the swine flu pandemic in 2009 and 2010. The high number for this season is surprising, given that it's still going on. The final pediatric death tally for the 2023-2024 flu season was not counted until autumn. The spike comes as flu vaccination rates for U.S. children have sharply decreased, from about 64% 5 years ago to 49% this season. And it's not just children who have suffered. The CDC says so far there have been at least 610,000 hospitalizations and 26,000 flu-related deaths this season. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
5:44. Close to 4. I mean, 5:45. Give a few
close
seconds.
Enough.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny because I'm throwing you in the position of being the good guy and bad guy about this weather situation. Austin Price, As a look at the weather, local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. Good luck, my man.
Thank you very much, sir. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. It may have a little bit on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but that's actually pretty docile at this time. Last major spots, Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, 80 degrees, low of 70 tonight. We're going to see an increase of rain chances throughout this evening that will bleed into a damp Saturday. Saturday and Sunday's highs are both going to be around 80 degrees, and hopefully the rainfall should dissipate by Sunday.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos plans to sell up to 25 million shares in the company over the next year, according to a financial filing. Bezos, who stepped down as CEO in 2021, remains Amazon's top shareholder and is selling the shares as part of a trading plan that was adopted March 4th. The stake would be worth about $4.8 billion at its current price. The government's trial in the Google antitrust case over its advertising tech is set to start on September 22nd. Last month, a judge said Google was in fact liable for, quote, willfully acquiring and maintaining monopoly power. President Donald Trump is making his latest call for the Fed to lower interest rates following a positive jobs report for April. Trump on Truth Social said the country is in transition and rates should lower now. On Wall Street, stocks were higher today, and U.S. crude oil futures for June are above $58 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, 546, give or take a few seconds here. News Radio 92.3. UPS announcing a large wave of layoffs. This is a story you don't want to have to say. Here's the latest from Rob DiRenzo. He's up in Atlanta at the Fox TV affiliate WAGA reporting.
The Sandy Spring shipping giant UPS sending about 4% of its workforce packing and closing 73 facilities. Tom Smith is a business professor at Emory University who studies labor economics. He's now starting to see a pattern.
I think that a lot of economists, myself included, have identified that the economy could very well be slipping into an economic recession.
The shipping giant says moving forward, they'll be doing less business with Amazon. In its quarterly earnings statement, it also mentioned President Trump's new tariffs as a risk. The UPS says with these cuts, they expect to save $3.5 billion this year. In Atlanta, I'm Rob DiRienzo, Fox News.
And millions of consumers will be spending money on Cinco de Mayo this year. The annual Mexican holiday is this Monday, and market researchers say about 17% of U.S. consumers will spend at least $25 on supplies for Cinco de Mayo, with some spending up to $100. The research shows most of the holiday spending will be for food and alcohol, and that the most popular alcohol purchase on Cinco de Mayo will be, unsurprisingly, margaritas.
All right, been there, done that. What's next on that tech category? Louisville gearing up for the 151st running into the Derby. Lydia Hugh has the details from Churchill Downs.
This race is a huge event that brings out approximately 150,000 people that fill the stands in Churchill Downs, and along with them come their wallets. And that means a lot of economic support for the Louisville surrounding area. This year, it's estimated that the event will generate $441 million for the Louisville area. And that economic support can't come soon enough for many small businesses that are still reeling from the historic and devastating floods that absolutely ravaged Eastern Kentucky. The city of Louisville was actually forced to cancel some major Derby-related events leading up to this weekend's race. And Louisville's mayor tells us the cleanup costs, they're still rolling in, estimated to land around $5 million.
All right, and oil prices are on a free fall, plunging below $60 a barrel on the open market. If it gets much lower, producers warn that rigs could be shut down and workers sidelined. Jay Young, who heads the King Operating Corporation in Texas, says that pumping oil is expensive. He says the ideal oil price is around $80 a barrel, and the price decline is being attributed to an OPEC announcement that said they are increasing oil production.
Okay, Americans are reacting to the numbers from last month's jobs report. Boy, what a surprise this was. Grady Trimble has the numbers.
President Trump supporters say this strong jobs report gives the United States leverage as it negotiates trade deals with China and dozens of other countries. The healthcare industry added some 51,000 jobs. Transportation and warehousing saw 29,000 jobs added. Financial activities, 14,000. And social assistance jobs increased by 8,000. Employment was basically flat in manufacturing, oil and gas, construction, and leisure and hospitality. And notably, when it comes to an area seeing job losses, as DOGE continues to shrink the federal workforce, jobs in the federal government fell by 9,000 in April and are down by 26,000 since January.
All righty, just about 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we'll get some of the more frivolous pop culture notes for you as we ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour this evening.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165.
Will Maven, 850-261-7020 or at willmaven.com.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem even I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. Over 17 million kids in America may not know where their next meal is coming from. That's one in five children. Yet billions of pounds of surplus food produced right here in America just get thrown out every year. That's more than enough to feed every last hungry child. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank by going to feedingamerica.org. Together we can knock out hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pensacola Little Theater is proud to present Trail to Oregon, May 2nd to 11th, a lively and humorous musical that follows the misadventures of a quirky pioneer family as they journey westward along the Oregon Trail in the 19th century. Led by the bumbling but well-meaning father, the family encounters a series of obstacles and colorful characters along the way, including bandits, buffalo stampedes, and the dreaded dysentery. Secure your tickets for this show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office. This show contains mature themes and language.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to tune in Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest. They will be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program, as well as an offer of 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, 5:53, News Radio 92.3. I love this lady's work in Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. That show aired in the late 60s or so. We're talking about comedian Ruth Buzzi. She's died at 88 years of age. Michelle Polino has the latest.
Ruth Buzzi, known for her portrayal of the purse-slinging spinster Gladys on NBC's popular 60s variety show, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, has died. The 88-year-old died of complications from Alzheimer's at her home in Fort Worth, Texas. According to a representative, Buzzi had been bedridden after suffering a series of strokes in 2022. She received three Emmy nominations for playing the drab dress character who famously walloped Artie Johnson's dirty old man character with her handbag.
How would you like to come to my waiting arms?
Buzzi's career included starring on ABC's That Girl, Sesame Street, and appearing on the Saturday morning show The Lost Saucer opposite Jim Nabors. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Thunderbolts is off to a big start at the box office. The new Marvel Studios film pulled in $11.5 million in Thursday previews. The film starring Florence Pugh and Sebastian Stan as Marvel antiheroes is also a hit on Rotten Tomatoes, where it has an 88% score from top critics. Meanwhile, the vampire thriller Sinners is expected to come in second place and could make another $30 million in its third weekend.
All right. Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. A video game adaptation hits screens again for a sing-along. Here's Michelle. She's coming back with an explanation.
An immersive, interactive experience awaits fans of the Minecraft movie with a Minecraft movie block party edition. The feature has already smashed box office records with a $313 million global opening, making it the highest grossing video game adaptation debut of all time.
They want me to fight the chicken? Chicken jockey!
In response to the viral moments when the film first aired, of fans screaming out lines to the film like "I am Steve" and "chicken jockey," as well as throwing popcorn at the screen, the producers and director decided to help fans recreate those moments with a re-release as a sing-along. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right, it's not going to be pretty, but we're going to do it. 5:55, heads up Pensacola. Austin Price is in with a look at the weather and local traffic together.
Well, the good news is the traffic is kind of pretty. It's cute in the right light.
You're dancing around this one, aren't you?
The roads look fine.
You know, the people want to know what the weather's going.
But yeah, the weather is where the weather is where things get a little bit ugly when we pull back the veil. 80 degrees right now, low of 70 tonight. We're going to have rainfall chances increase as we get closer to your Saturday morning, and all throughout your Saturday, it's going to be damp in some spots. Pretty high chances of rainfall and thunderstorms. Saturday's high is going to be 30. Or excuse me, 80. 80.
Whoa.
Yeah, excuse me. Saturday's high is going to be 80. Don't know where 30 came from. Sunday, we're going to see a lot of that weather dissipate, but the high is going to remain the same, just over 80 degrees.
5:56, News Radio 92.3, a decades-old spacecraft expected to return to Earth, possibly in pieces. Should happen later this month. We'll be watching this one. Carmen Roberts has the story.
A Soviet-era spacecraft meant to land on Venus in the 1970s is expected to soon plunge uncontrolled back to Earth. Space debris tracking experts don't know yet where the half-ton mass of metal might come down or how much of it will survive re-entry. One scientist, however, predicts it will make the plunge around May 10th at about 150 miles an hour, if it remains intact. He adds, you have a bigger chance of getting hit by lightning than by a piece of this Soviet space junk. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
You must have had some experts saying that sort of stuff after we were touching on it earlier this week, saying, yeah, experts are saying you could get hit. Russell Brand has been granted bail and is due back in court May 30th. He's being charged with rape and sexual assault, of course. He made his way past reporters without saying a word as he entered a London courtroom Friday. The 49-year-old British actor and comedian is facing accusations from four women for alleged crimes that happened between 1999 and 2005, and he denies all of the allegations.
Yeah, he was commanding quite a crowd there in London today. They had probably over 50 reporters following him into that courtroom. New Stamp celebrating a beloved children's book, Goodnight Moon, is being released today. Tanya J. Powers tells us more.
The U.S. Postal Service is unveiling its new Forever stamp featuring the children's picture book, Goodnight Moon. It's part of an event leading up to Children's Book Week, which kicks off on Monday. Goodnight Moon was written by Margaret Wise Brown and published in 1947 and remains one of the best-selling children's books of all time. The stamps are arranged in a pane with scenes from Clement Hurd's original illustrations. Forever stamps now cost 73 cents each, with a planned rate hike to 78 cents in July. As Forever stamps, the Goodnight Moon stamps will always be equal in value to the current first-class mail one-ounce price. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And Prince Harry seeking a reconciliation with his father, King Charles, who is battling cancer. In a new interview with the BBC, Harry said, quote, I don't know how much longer my father has. He won't speak to me because of the security stuff, unquote. The security stuff that he's referring to is Britain's high court ruling against him to have full-time security protection. Harry's protection was downgraded in 2020 when he stepped down from the royal family and moved to the United States with his wife, Meghan Markle.
Okay, the Western film starring Alec Baldwin will be released in theaters 3 years after the controversial death of the cinematographer on that project. Michelle Polino is in with the details.
The Alec Baldwin film Rust hits theaters this weekend, over 3 years after the shooting death of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins. The fatal on-set incident occurred in October of 2021 when a prop gun held by Baldwin discharged, killing Hutchins and wounding director Joel Souza. Criminal charges against Baldwin were dismissed twice, most recently with a judge ruling they could not be reintroduced. The actor later filed a lawsuit against New Mexico prosecutors and sheriff's officials alleging malicious prosecution. Meanwhile, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who was in charge of the weapons used on the set, is currently serving an 18-month prison sentence after being convicted of involuntary manslaughter. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the release of the highly anticipated video game Grand Theft Auto 6 being pushed back. Rockstar Games made the announcement on Friday and shared it's now set to release on May 26th of 2026. The action-adventure game was previously on track for a full launch this year. GTA 6 is the first major installment in the series since 2013.
A lot of sad gamers here on that one.
Me included.
Congratulations to Bree Wiggins, this year's Tate's FFA Alumni Foundation Rodeo Queen. We congratulate her. The Tate Rodeo gets underway this weekend, tonight, tomorrow night at the Equestrian Center. Event time, 7:30. Coming up in 12 minutes, we'll be back with the local news and weather and a lot more for you on News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.